For 3 years, 3,500 soldiers served alongside one another in Utah Territory. It was the largest military outpost in the country. But within a matter of months, the place would become a virtual ghost town, and those same soldiers would be fighting one another. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In the summer of 1858, one-third of the United States Army marched to the Utah Territory because Mormon settlers were rumored to be rebelling against the U.S. government. Mark Trotter says they built Camp Floyd, about 40 miles south of Salt Lake City.
The camp consisted of nearly 400 buildings. It was the largest military camp at the time in the United States in 1858.
The 3,500 soldiers were on the ready. But did they encounter rebels in Utah?
No. Soldiers were very bored here. There was nothing going on. They were basically out in the middle of nowhere. Never really had a rebellion going on, so there was no battle or no fight or no war. They complained of the dusty, hot conditions in the summer and the cold conditions in the winter. Just hated the place, basically.
Camp Floyd went from housing the most soldiers in the U.S. Army to a ghost town in a matter of months.
They got the news of the Civil War had started in April of 1861, and they were out of here by July of that same year. Lincoln had given them orders to bring out back everything that they could, and then they were told to destroy the camp, not to leave here anything here in Utah that another army could just move in and use.
But when the army left, the soldiers who served together in Utah would soon be fighting against each other.
Here at Camp Floyd, there were soldiers from both the North and the South, and so that split the movement as well. Those from the southern states went to go with the Confederacy. A lot of the generals here that you hear later on in the Civil War were actually here at Camp Floyd.
The place was also used as a Pony Express station and an inn for a stagecoach line. A few buildings remain and are today a part of Camp Floyd State Park. Traveling the countryside in Fairfield, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.